Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. Back again about a week later, yes. I wanted to take this podcast because I always talk about my music or I have a philosophy to talk about. I've been doing podcasts for many years. And, you know, I'm an independent artist and aspiring artist. My album Legacy Songs is released to the public. I released 7 albums, and, you know, I've been doing this for years. So I talk about what I feel and my music and where it comes from, and I just released I Do Love You. And then I realized I should just do a podcast. I think I did one before, as I think about it, but I'm going to do it again. This is my final one. This podcast is just going to be for me to talk about whatever false allegations or innuendos or what my critics have said about me as far as being in the music industry. And I'm going to be honest and truthful, but blunt, meaning honest, pretty much what it is. It is what it is. Now, we know about the obvious question that some critics or false allegations were made that I signed away my records, I don't own my records. That is false. Okay? If anyone wants to know if I signed away, I did not. So, this is going to stay on Twitter and Facebook. I did not sign away anything. I am a BMI songwriter, singer for many years. The songs that I release are on BMI. I've written over 1,000 songs, thousands of songs. So many in my lifetime. But my BMI account, there is over 200-something songs. So you can say 700-something songs I don't have on there because I lost them. I've written them on paper. I sang them with bands. I was on stage. We improvised. We made songs off piano, guitar, rock bands, et cetera, but some of them may be lost. A lot of them are lost, or some people may have, some people who was in a group a long time ago may have it. I don't know. But the ones that I released to you on Legacy Songs, I co-written all those songs. They are copyrighted and published, if you want to know. Now, if anyone wants to talk to me about my songs or work with me about my songs, they can contact me directly at DuffneesLove22. So that's the final question. And with that, I will not put anything on Twitter or anything about that again, hopefully. Because I felt that, you know, this had to come out. I did not sign away anything. I own all the pop, rock music. Anything that I release, I copyright it or and publish. I have to protect the songs. Publishing is protection, you know. I have to. Based on these innuendos and allegations in my life that came to me about my music. So that's that. If anyone has any questions, contact me at DuffneesLove22. I suggest every artist who makes music copyright or publish your songs, one or the other or both, have some protection of some kind. You got to. First of all, if you wrote it, you should own it, period. And if I sign it away or something, I will let the whole world know. The whole world will know, you know. But I did not sign anything away. The reason why I brought this up is somebody was making false allegations that I signed it away. I signed my songs. I don't own my songs. I'm not in control of my songs. That is not true. I do own my songs. I do have all of them copyrighted and published for protection, unfortunately. But fortunately, it's the right thing. Business-wise, if you know about 101 and music publishing, protect your music. Unless you make, you know, whatever. I didn't sign anything, and that's the end of that. So, again, to make sure that there's no false innuendos or people don't misinterpret what I say, I did not sign any of my songs away. All my songs are protected, and I own it. I've been with Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI. I also have an ASCAP account, so I'm with ASCAP and BMI publishing accounts for years, many years. Okay? It's really interesting how I got with BMI. It's really interesting how I got with ASCAP, too. It was under, you know, but I'm sure every artist on this planet is with BMI, ASCAP, or CSEC, or one of the major song licenses. Another thing that really came to my core response to this is someone said, oh, I just wrote the lyrics, so I don't own the song. Now, that doesn't make sense. We all know in general terms that whoever write lyrics or write the music or both is a songwriter. They own part of that song. The words that the singer sings, the music that is played on the recording, who wrote that, who wrote the words, they own it. So me being a co-songwriter, meaning I'm one of two on my albums. So I wrote, I'm half, 50-50. And the I Do Love You, I wrote by myself. So that's the truth. So I do all my songs, and I'm proud of it. It's a feeling of feeling free. Okay? If I was to do anything or work with somebody with it, I will let the world know. Okay? If I get in that situation further. But I did not sign anything away because someone made a false allegation near me. Two. Someone said that I was not an open-minded person. That is not, that's far from the truth. In fact, that's defamation of character. I am very open-minded. I always have been open-minded, and I always will. I deal with people regardless of where they come from based on character, meaning the truth is, you know, I like to hang around with people who are law-abiding and decent. I don't care where you come from. My politics are very liberal. I've always been a liberal all my life. I feel I have to, based on my going through experiences of racism and bigotry and adversity, and also bigotry for being unique. People take my uniqueness, the way I act, and make insinuating comments that has nothing to do with reality but through their ignorance and bigotry. I'm already dealing with someone who thinks I did something that I didn't do or making questions about my mental health. My mental health is fine. It's just that they're ignorant. They're not used to someone who's unusual or so on. So I'm very open. I think, like, my heroes are, you know, like Dr. King and, you know, Hillary Clinton, you know, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, you know. That's who I think like, you know. I don't care where you come from or where you are. My stance is that I don't care if you're black, white, or brown. I cannot hang around a criminal. I can't hang around someone who's going to do bad things to me, who's going to use me and hurt me. Those people have bad character. I'd hang around people who are good, who know how to come to me and talk to me. I don't want to hang around with somebody who don't know how to understand boundaries and respect. It has to do with character. It has to do with respect, basic common sense. I'm sure that most of the people on this planet would not want to hang around with someone who's a criminal, would you? No, I don't think so. Or someone who's going to do bad things to you. Doesn't matter what their race, color, creed, or origin. It just matters with how they act. So that's the end of that. I hope I made myself clear. We are all God's children. I don't care where you come from. I believe that we are all equal. But I like to hang around people who are good, law-abiding, and open. I like to hang around open-minded people like me, you know. and well people, you know. Well, that's fine. Here's another allegation. In the window, they said, oh, I shouldn't be in the industry because they don't think I earned it. Well, if I spent so many years struggling, I released so many records over the past decade and before, I came out to L.A. and did so much. I released 2 compilations. I was on stage so much in the past years of struggle. I think I paid my dues. So the answer to that is, yes, I do deserve to make it. I paid my dues. I was on those streets for years in Hollywood. I was in West Hollywood singing. I was in San Fernando Valley. I struggled a long time, years, just like a lot of artists. And to respect the other artists, whoever went through years of releasing music, if went into the studio and made it and wrote it, and you put it out for people to hear, like me, and you went out and you played and you sang for years, then you deserve it. Yes, I paid my dues. And that is how it is. Other allegations, false allegations. A question: whether I can do it? Should I go out and play? Well, one question is: I have been out and play. I played at the Hollywood Boulevard, Pickett Wilson. I sang there. I also like to sing and play in front of people, but. I've done it so much. I even released audios of me singing. I have nothing to prove in that department. I wanted to go out. I am planning to go out and sing, but COVID-19 has just messed up everything. It really have. I don't have a band, you know. I had bands when I was out playing for years singing. But I was also go up to the mic, to open mic, and just go out and start singing. So I plan to do that. So I hope to do that eventually. You know, just go and sing. I may have to wait a while, you know, or I wanted to go to a regular club and put my piano on stage and play it of songs I've written in front of people. So we will see. But regardless, I paid my dues. I performed so much. I knew when I came out to Hollywood when I was real young that I had to pay my dues. I had to get lessons. I had to not just make demos. I had to perform. I done it all. And I don't care what anyone else say about what I done or haven't done. I paid my dues. And that's all that is said to it. If they disagree, then so be it. That's their opinion, and their opinion is false. I paid my dues. Then somebody said, there was another indie window. Somebody said, oh, do you work for it or did you have a job? And I have plenty of jobs and I'm still out doing things related to employment already. But it's really an insult to so many artists over there in West Hollywood and so on in the L.A. area and everywhere who are unemployed, who are out there playing. They have gifts. They can play for hours. But they can't find a job because of the mark or bad luck or so on. It's not because they're lazy. It's because they having problems finding work. They can't get hired places. And there are people out there in West Hollywood playing their guitars all the time, living in abandoned buildings, trying to make ends meet. And they still, if you gave them a contract, they would play and play and play because that's their gift. That's their talent. So that's an insult. It is about how good I play or how good I sing or how good I write. All three, one or the other. And I can do it all. So I would say that that is a false innuendo. This person is just actually trying to make an insinuating comment to try to take my dreams away. And that's not fair to me or any other artist who spent years struggling. And with COVID, what has happened recently with a lot of people losing their jobs, it is not fair for him or anybody to make that assessment or to make any assessment when someone has a talent and they can really play. unfortunately, some people who have dreams don't live to see their dream come true. And one reason is to listen to naysayers like this who want to undermine their talent. And they are also trying to take my dreams away from me. And that's not fair. If I have the talent to write or play or sing, I can do it for hours. But I don't have time because I did go to school and get my doctorate recently because I was working on and off doing things. I have nothing to prove or nothing to hide in that fact. Anybody who has the talent to sing or play, I'm sure they can stand and play in front of an audience and they can write and play for others. Don't take someone's dream away. And with respect to me, they really want to take my dream away. They said it was over for me. I should give up. They said I should give up on my dream. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I'm too ugly. They also went by insinuating comments, false allegations about how I look, my lifestyle, and so on. That was wrong. It should be no discrimination based on race or any type of discrimination simply because I look like something or I do something. And that's not fair to me or any other artist who wants to make music. Unfortunately, it takes a long time and I'm one of them, to get recognized. And I will continue to go for my dream, and so shall every other artist who have that ambition and potential. Other allegations, critics, they say, well, it's over with, you know, I don't have the look. I'm too fat. Remember the motto is we look at someone's talent and not their image. Okay, image is secondary to whether someone can write a good song. Because without a good song, it doesn't matter what someone looks like. So I say that it's just another naysaying comment about a dream killer, a naysayer, that I deal with, unfortunately, every day. And I'm going to continue to go for the dreams no matter what age or shape or size and continue to create and be who I need to be. Because I didn't come on this earth to just give up because some naysayer who simply don't like that I have the talent or own my songs or who want to undermine me because of their jealousy or their negative motive. And that's not what I'm here to do on this planet. It's to continue to expand my horizons and to do the best I can as an individual, not just as an artist, but as a human being as well. So I leave it there. If any other allegations, any windows come your way, please let me know. Remember to contact me if you mention Dove Knight. If you hear something, contact me, please, because I like to tell the truth. I'm a very nice guy, open-minded guy, and that is. This will stay on Twitter forever. So that way, if any false allegations, any windows are into my critics, because the critics are the people near me who make up allegations, it's simply just a tool to take away my dream. I'm sure a lot of Hollywood musicians or people in the industry go through this, hopefuls too. They always go through someone who sees me who has talent. And no matter where they are on this planet, they see me with a talent, ambition. I have a talent to sing, write, or play, and they don't want me to make it because they're jealous and they're trying to undermine the good talent that I have. And that's not fair to me or anybody. So I say, go for your dream. This is no longer going to be any talk, I promise. I will make an effort to keep my promise not to mention anything that's negative due to this podcast. Again, this podcast is to respond to false allegations, innuendos, and my critics, to rest any concerns that people have about me and myself. And the last one I'm going to say is people were questioning about my health. My health is fine. Physically, I can walk. Mentally, I am fine. Okay? So that's it. I am perfectly fine, healthy, and I hope that leaves all the negativity and the naysaying, all that stuff in the trash where it belongs. And thank you for listening to this podcast, because this podcast is supposed to tell the truth, as Dove Knight, the artist, but also the intellectual. But I am an artist. I have 7 albums, and I express a lot of these matters in my songs, legacy songs. Please listen. Consider keep an open mind, like I have an open mind. But also, I like to be around and deal with people who won't respect. I ain't here to judge people's who they are. I want to deal with people who respect me. And character is important to me. If someone's gonna come around and do something bad to me, I can't deal with that person. That's not being close-minded. That's being ignorant. Something would be wrong with me. Something would be wrong with me if I hang around somebody who cannot or will not respect me. It's character. So with that, I hope I leave that, all the false allegations to rest. And remember, to all of you, no matter where you are, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. No matter what religion or where you come from, we are all God's children, and we all deserve to be respected. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. Thank you from Dove Knight.